With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports now on the funeral today for one of the six hostages found dead in Gaza over the weekend.
Thousands attended the funeral Monday for 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polin. He was one of the best-known hostages as his parents had led a high-profile campaign for the captive's release. His mother, Rachel, spoke at the funeral.
Okay, sweet boy, go now on your journey. I hope it's as good as the trips you dreamed about, because finally, my sweet boy, finally you're free.
And she asked for his help with something so difficult.
Now I need you to help us stay strong, and I need you to help us survive.
I'm Shelley Adler.
UN health agencies beginning a campaign of vaccinations against polio in Gaza. Officials hope to prevent an outbreak in the territory that has been ravaged in the war. Also, at SRNNews.com, four people fatally shot on a subway train in suburban Chicago. The suspect escaped, but later arrested. Forest Park Deputy Police Chief Chris Shin.
Obviously, it's shocking. You know, it is uncommon, you know, to have a mass shooting like this, especially this close to home, you know, that we're actually actively investing on, you know, on a holiday. For people to feel unsafe, it's justified.
That audio courtesy of WLS-TV. A juvenile suspect is in custody after allegedly shooting San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall in the chest during an attempted robbery in San Francisco. The 23-year-old Pearsall is doing well. As a matter of fact, he has now been released from the hospital. And a major scam operation has been busted in the Philippines. This is SRN News. Well, the death toll in Nigeria continues to mount.
According to the Observatory for Religious Freedom in Africa, more than 16,000 Christians were murdered by Muslim terrorists in the country between 2019 and 2023. It's a number more likely to be associated with a small war, and international voices are urging the Nigerian government to take action. Two separate Islamic groups have declared war on believers in the rest of northern part of the country, and the bloodletting shows no signs of abating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Moms for Liberty becoming a major political player at the national level. The bulk of the group's 130,000-plus members are conservatives who believe parents should have more say in public education. They have deep concerns about the promotion of transgenderism in schools. The group's membership skyrocketed after its launch in 2021. Moms for Liberty has been endorsing candidates for local school boards. This is SRN News. Sweden's public health minister says kids under the age of 2 should never be allowed to watch screens.
Jakob Forssmed said a high use of digital media can be bad for children's sleep and cause weight gain because of a lack of exercise. He's announced recommendations for children of all ages, which include restricting those between the ages of 6 to 12 to no more than an hour a day in front of screens, whilst teenagers between 13 and 16 should have no more than 3 hours a day. But while the government is heading in favour of restricting screen time, some education experts say that children do need to learn how to use technology in moderation.
BBC correspondent Rachel Wright. A Brazilian Supreme Court panel has upheld its decision of one of its justices to block billionaire Elon Musk's social media platform X nationwide throughout the country. More details at SRNNews.com.